Proclamation number 226 dated the December 14th, 1937. Extraordinary disposition. Christian teaching changed into secular teaching. Remain with me at all times. Single quote shall be your prayer to the Savior, and he will always protect you from danger that might otherwise threaten your soul. Your determining factor will always be your attitude towards him, since you'll accordingly either win every battle of the soul or be defeated. Where you beseech God for help, victory will be assured to you. Your heart need only ever humbly accept divine will. Up above in the eternal home it is a law that everyone shall be subject to the Lord and Creator, and if you heed this, everything else will fall into place. By acknowledging God's will, the sensation of his own smallness arises in every person. It is a sign of a dawning realization, and then everyone should make an effort to listen attentively to the Lord's directive. Behold, my child, if you observe people's every activity without the slightest opinion of their personal value, it will very soon become clear to you that they entirely separate the subordination of higher laws from that which they believe they create for themselves. They fail to consider that they are by no means capable of acting arbitrarily where it would be contrary to the Lord's will. Extraordinary disposition requires extraordinary preconditions in connection with a deity. And if a simple solution regarding the question of eternity comes to such a person, he will reject it simply because he is incapable of grasping the depth of divine truths and has no sympathy for the daily striving towards the soul's perfection. Dear child, place the words in a way that the meaning is understandable to you. Give them the meaning in reverse order. Once you have penetrated the divine teachings more deeply, it will be comprehensible to you. Yet for today, listen, the opponent constantly preaches about the spiritual disintegration of our teachings, the teaching of Christ. Every word our Savior gave humanity is intended to be changed into purely earthly admonitions, only calculated for the duration of the human being's life. And every word is to be classed as human work, albeit the work of a morally highly advanced person. Yet no human being would ever have been able to do what the Savior in his divine love for humanity has done, and his divine words would never have survived throughout millennia had it merely been human work and human words. So today's explanation for everything that wants to rebel against this word is that this is human work, supported by the opponent's power in order to destroy the Lord's pure divine inheritance which he gave to his own as a blessing. And, with a human being left at the relentless mercy of evil, the word of God would be destroyed, yet the Lord will never allow for that. Time and time again his word will survive everything else. And regardless of how many misguided teachings arise today, they will fall apart like anything else that is not of divine origin, for the Lord keeps his protective hands over the human race so that God's teachings will penetrate a heart which wants to accept them. For this reason, all the power in the world will be enabled to destroy what the Lord created, rather, it will arise again to his glory and for the salvation of the human race. Amen.